little one, don't forget my son, to include everyone. Tuck you in, warm within, keep you free from sin, till the Sandman he comes.
Bum, bum, bum.
The thing that drives, he's a cat and he's oodles of fun with his hairy helpers, thing two and thing one.
Start like that. Woo! Wherever you're going, wherever you're at, the cat in the hat knows a lot about.
He knows a lot about. He knows a lot about. He knows a lot about that.
All the windows were dark. No one knew he was there. All the who's were all dreaming sweet dreams without care.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39½-foot pole.
All I need is a reindeer. So he took his dog Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down to the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. This is stop number one, the old Grinchy Claus hissed, as he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Pop guns, pompanoos, pantookas and drums, checkerboards, thistle binks, popcorn and plums, and he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch.
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nose. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic
Womp, bomb, a loom, bomb, lomp, bomb, bomb, tooty boot, oh, root, tooty boot, oh, root, tooty boot, oh, root, tooty boot, oh, root, tooty boot, oh, root. Oh, womp, bomb, a loom, bomb, lomp, bomb, bomb, I got a gal named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a gal named Sue. She knows just what to do. She rocked to the east. She rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. Tootie booty, oh Rudy. 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 Oh, womp, bomb, loom, bomb, lump, bomb, bomb. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tootie booty, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, 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 bop. What you do to me, to the booty?
Thank you. baby, let's go. Ooby dooby, 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 ooby
Hey! Now all that was left neath the bad-smelling sky was my big empty factory, the Lorax, and I.
The Lorax said nothing. Just gave me a glance. Just gave me a very sad, sad backward glance. As he lifted himself by the seat of his pants, and I'll never forget the grim look on his face when he heisted himself and took leave of this place through a hole in the smog without leaving a trace. And all that the Lorax left here in this mess was a small pile of rocks with one word.
Unless?
Yes, unless.
What's an unless?
Just a faraway word, just a faraway thought.
A thought about what? About something I ought?
Well, a thought about something that somebody ought. A thought about something that somebody ought.
Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing's going to get better. It's not. Hold on a minute. Where is it now? Don't go. I've got something for you. Here it is. It's a truffula seed. It's the last one of all. Catch. Don't muff.
You're in charge of the last of the truffula seeds. And truffula trees are what everyone needs. Plant a new truffula. Treat it with care. Give it clean water. Feed it fresh air. Grow a forest. Protect it from axes that hack. Then the Lorax and all of his friends may come back.
I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave my nose a tweak and told me I was bad. Then one day I learned a word that saved my aching nose. The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I've traveled all around the world, everywhere I went. I'd use my word and all would say, there goes a clever gent. But when dukes and maharajas pass the time of day with me, I say my special word and then they ask me out to be. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'm
made. Just summon up this word and then you've got the left to say. Better use it carefully or it can change your life. One night I said it to my girl, now my girl's my wife. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, it'll always sound ferocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Bandwagon Magazine is a local music resource in Northern Colorado. Bandwagon Magazine offers reviews of local bands, interviews with the latest touring acts, and more. Bandwagon Magazine is available at local magazine racks in Northern Colorado and online at bandwagmag.com.
Well, hey there, good listener. How you doing? Here in Denver, we're freezing, but I hope you're doing well wherever you are listening. It's Sound Lab on your Saturday night. This is Sandman, taking you for an hour of celebration of one of the great human beings to walk the planet in the last couple hundred years. Mr. Theodore Geisel was born this year, or this date, 115 years ago in 1904. I'm speaking, of course, of the one and only Dr. Seuss. Happy birthday, Dr. Seuss. And I thought, you know, what better way to spend an hour than celebrating just pure silliness and nonsense and the joy of language and fun. So that's what we're going to do. You just heard Harry Connick Jr.'s take on the Mary Poppins song Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. We also heard Obladi Oblada from the White Album by the Beatles. You're welcome, Jackie. Thanks for tuning in. Mana Mana by Cake, covering, of course, the Muppets. Roy Orbison's Ooby Dooby, Little Richard's Tutti Frutti, and Amy Mann working on covering The Grinch, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, off of her holiday album from a few years back, One More Drifter in the Snow, which is what we are right now. We are adrift here in the snow in Denver. We got a couple inches, and it's coming, man. It is coming. So I hope you are settled in for the night. Grateful Dead Hour will be on after me, and of course then all the good rest of the programming for your fun Saturday night. But first, we're going to get to some fun stuff coming along, like just celebrations of silliness and rhyming in particular. Let's do that right now, shall we? These guys rhyme about as good as anybody on that's out there right now, and I'm glad to hear that they are back in the studio and back performing live. I hope they come to Colorado soon. This is Flight of the Conchords, Hip Hopopotamus versus Rhymonosaurus on your Sound Lab on KGNU.
I'm the motherfuckin' rhinoceros. My beasts are fat and the buds are on my back and I'm horny.
I'm horny.
If you choose to proceed, you will indeed concede. Cause I hit you with my flow, the wild rhyme will stampede. I'm not just wild, I'm trained, domesticated. I was raised by a rapper and writer that dated and subsequently procreated. That's how it goes. Here's the hip-hop-hopotamus, the hip-hop hip-hop.
They call me the hip-hop-hopotamus. My lyrics are bottomless.
Sometimes our rhymes are polite, like thank you for dinner, Miss Wright. That was very delicious, good night. Sometimes they're obscene, like a pornographic dream. NC-17 with ladies in a stream of margarine. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, some margarine.
They call me the hip-hop-hopotamus. Flows that glow like phosphorus. Popping off the top of this esophagus. Rocking this metropolis. I'm not a large water-dwelling mammal. Where did you get that preposterous hypothesis? Did Steve tell you that perchance? Steve.
My rhymes and records, they don't get played. Because my records and rhymes, they don't get made. And if you rap like me, you don't get paid. And if you roll like me, you don't get laid.
My rhymes are so potent that in this small segment I made all of the ladies in the area pregnant. Yeah, sometimes my lyrics are sexist, but you lovely bitches and hoes should know I'm trying to correct this.
Other rappers dismay, say my rhymes are sissy. Why
exactly?
What? Why?
Be more constructive with your feedback, please. Why?
Why? Cause I rap about reality. Like me and my grandma drinking a cup of tea. There ain't no party like my nana's tea party. Hi, ho. I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
Who's the mother flippin'?
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
Mother flippin'.
Geisel, known to his loyal readers as Dr. Seuss, died this week at the age of 87. Like many of us, I grew up with Dr. Seuss, and one of my favorite stories is Green Eggs and Ham. Here to read from this classic is the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Reverend?
Tonight, rather than read from 1 and 2 Samuel, I read from Sam, I Am. According to the Latter-day Saint Seuss, you do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am. I could not, would not on a boat. I will not with a goat. I will not eat them in the rain. I will not eat them on a train. Not in the dark, not on a tree, not in a car. You let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I will not eat them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. You do not like them, so you say. Try them and you may. Try them and you may, I say. Sam, if you will let me be, I will try them, you will see. Say, I'd like green eggs and ham. I do, I'd like them, Sam, I am. And I would eat them in a boat. And I would eat them with a goat. I do so like green eggs and ham. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. I am.
Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, in Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Now Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Constantinople, no, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
From the Frenzy album, 1978.
First it's yes and then it's no.
Stuff and Nonsense, a Neil Finn tune, originally recorded by Split Enz, recorded there, or caught live on Neil Finn and Friends, a live recording entitled Seven Worlds Collide, with guest vocals by Eddie Vedder. Yes, yeah, Stuff and Nonsense. That's what this fun little hour is all about, isn't it? some nonsense from They Might Be Giants, Istanbul, not Constantinople, from their tremendous album Flood. Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight, Michael Stipe, name-dropping Seuss, and yeah, that was a good back-to-back there. I'm just going to say, 1990s were... You kids should look up the early 90s. There's good music back then. Steve Martin, going way back, like 1976, maybe? I don't know. King Tut from his Wild and Crazy Guy days and Flight of the Conchords started off that set. This is Sandman here with you celebrating the birthday of Mr. Theodore Geisel, Dr. Seuss, born on this date in 1904. So happy 115th, Dr. Seuss, and a great big thank you from all of the children and most of the grown-ups in the world. I have something to give away real quick before we get back to the music here. If you haven't won anything from us in the last 30 days and you can go to the show, then I've got tickets for you to go to the Create, Inspire, Repeat Music, Art, and Poetry All Day Festival. This is coming up on the 24th in about 3 weeks, March 24th from 3 in the afternoon until 10. It's an all-ages gig at 5045 West 1st Avenue here in Denver. Create, Inspire, Repeat is partnering with local artists, businesses, and musicians to bring together community and share creativity. This all-day event will host workshops, classes, artists, and musicians. It's a drug and alcohol-free event, completely family-friendly, and the goal is to bring creativity to light. If you would like to go, be the next caller right here in my Denver studio. I'm at 303-825-0619. Again, the Create, Inspire, Repeat on March 24th on West 1st Avenue here in Denver, 303-825-0619. Let's get back to the music, celebrating the multiple talents of Mr. Dr. Seuss. Come on, the one and only Dr. Seuss. I don't know if Chicano Batman had this in mind, but they did name an album of theirs, The Cycles of Existential Rhyme. Works for me on your Sound Lab on KGNU.
Time in cycles of existential. everything was possible. You did. Who built the house and brought it down? Who raised the roof and never made a sound? You did. You did. Wake me up if I should. Like a baby's fist. You did. Who cleared the static and made it sing? Who put the wheel on the gravy train? You did. You did. Wake me up if I should.
I am indeed a cat, and this, indeed, is a hat. In English, cat, hat. In French, chapeau. It really is quite obvious, don't you know? In English, cat, hat. In French, chapeau. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. Here we go. I repeat, cat, hat, in French, chapeau, in Spanish, el gato in a sombrero.
He's a cat in a hat, he's a cat in a chapeau, he also is a gato in a sombrero. Olé, 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 oh!
Where were we? Oh, yes. Tat, hat, in French, chapeau, in Spanish, el gato in a sombrero. And I'll tell you something more, now you listen to me good. In German, I'm a Katze und das ist meine Hut. Ist das nicht ein Katzenhut?
Ja, das ist ein Katzenhut. Katzenhut, Katzenhut, ja, das ist ein Katzenhut.
Now, if you're in a receptive state of mind, I'll recapitulate. Cat, hat, in French, chapeau. In Spanish, el gato in a sombrero. In German, I'm a katze in a hoot. And don't you know, I'm a guanka in a bunker quunk. In Eskimo.
You're a guanka in a bunker quunk in Eskimo?
Right.
He's a guanka in a bunker quunk in Eskimo. Is das nicht ein bunker quunk? Ja, das ist ein bunker quunk. Guanka, bunker, guanka, bunker. Yes, indeed, that is so. He's a guanka in a bunker quunk in Eskimo.
Now, to be certain that I have this straight, I'll recapitulate.
Cat. Hat. In French, chapeau.
Good.
In Spanish, you're a gato in a sombrero.
Mm.
In German, you're a katze in ein hut, I also know.
Perfect.
You're a gunka in a bunker, funky in Eskimo.
By George, I think he's got it.
Now, if you will allow me, sir, but please don't think I'm pushing. I think that I can tell you what you are in Russian.
What?
Shabka Shlapa. You're a shabka in a shlapa.
Hey! I'm gonna say bye-bye. I'm gonna say bye-bye. I'm gonna call it quits so I can sing later on. So I'm gonna call it quits. I'm gonna say bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Brown cow, till then, penguin, manana, iguana. Drive safely, walk safely, speak safely, think safely, eat safely, sleep safely, bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye, baby, don't you cry now, I'll be around now. Bye-bye, baby, oh, bye-bye, baby. See you later, alligator, after wild crocodile, okie-dokie, artichoke, till then, penguin, knock down, brown cow, awesome on the other side, I'll rip that up, little 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 little.
See you later. Yeah, see you later. That was a fun hour, huh? Happy birthday, Dr. Seuss. Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you were curious about the playlist, you can always check it out on afterfm.com. Available to download the whole album if you want to. The album, the hour, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, stay tuned now. Coming up, it's the Grateful Dead Hour. This is Sandman bidding you a very happy Dr. Seuss's birthday on this Saturday night. Take care, everybody. It is 8 o'clock, and you are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up now, the Grateful Dead Hour.
How's it going, everyone? This is John Butler, and I'll be playing from E-Town's solar-powered stage. Music, conversation, community involvement, 100% emission-free, this week in E-Town.
Sunday morning at 11 on KGNU.
Support comes from the Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, a Boulder-based attorney specializing in criminal defense for all crimes, including DUIs, misdemeanors, and felonies for all income levels. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz is located at 1733 Canyon in Boulder. The Alternative Law Office is Deadhead owned and operated since 1996 and a member of KGNU since 1987. For more information, visit alt-law.com or call 303-442-2166.
Support comes from Indian Peaks Natural Spring Water. Indian Peaks delivers fresh, glacial-fed water from the Continental Divide to homes and offices in the Denver-Boulder metro area. More information available at IndianPeaksSpringWater.com.
We'll be right back.
Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from the Capitol Theater and Garcia's in Port Chester, New York. On Saturday, February 23rd, Pink Talking Fish will take on Fish's 1989 Junta album while intertwining Pink Floyd and Talking Heads songs throughout the set list. Then on Friday, March 1st, the soulful sounds of Big Head Todd and the Monsters join forces with swamp rockers J.J. Gray and Mo Fro for a co-headlining show. And every Wednesday is Grateful Dead Night at Garcia's. Events, information, and ticketing at thecapitoltheater.com.
By my time, by the dark of the moon.